This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
I do want to provide a very brief Epstein update. Many of you know I produced a documentary back in November 2018 before some of you ever heard the name Jeffrey Epstein, called Bringing Down Jeffrey Epstein, which can be found at theconsciousresistance.com on our documentaries page. Well, I've followed the story since 2015 and maybe even sooner than that. And now we have kind of a new, not an ending, because we're still seeking justice and hoping for justice, because we know that Epstein didn't kill himself. And we know that Ghislaine Maxwell, she might not even be in prison. And if she is in prison, she's definitely not going to kill herself. We've seen so many people in this case get away with everything. Nope, you know, Epstein's dead, quote unquote. Nobody's being held accountable. And now the Department of Justice, under the Trump administration, that many of you said, I've had people say, isn't it a coincidence that Epstein got arrested under Trump? That didn't happen under Obama, even though the case had been already in progress way before Trump came into office. And if that was the case, well, then why is the DOJ now saying that Alex Acosta, who Trump appointed to labor secretary and who only resigned after people started making a big deal about it, that they said that, oh, he didn't do anything wrong. He helped create a sweetheart deal for Epstein that allowed Epstein to spend 6 hours a day in jail and leave and go to his office, where he was still receiving young women visiting him, and his own private guard, sheriff's guard, paid for by taxpayers, and was, you know, basically allowed to leave whenever the heck he wanted. And this was a sweetheart deal crafted by Alex Acosta, who still claims that they did the best deal they could because Epstein's lawyers were, you know, working hard, and they basically, you know, beat them with good old courtroom drama. And it's just a lie. This guy covered for Epstein, helped him get a sweetheart deal. We had emails that released that in the past. And I've covered that in my documentary, Bringing Down Jeffrey Epstein, where we show that the lawyers were working together from both sides to coordinate how to cut the victims out of the situation so that Epstein could get a sweetheart deal. And in return, Donald Trump puts this guy, Alex Acosta, into the position of Secretary of Labor. He only resigned once people made a big deal. Acosta was recently a target of an internal Justice Department investigation, and they determined that he exercised, quote, poor judgment, but still ruled that he had not broken the law or engaged in professional misconduct. The decision to not prosecute Acosta was handed down despite investigators admitting that he closed Epstein's case, quote, before significant investigative steps were completed, aka he helped cover it up. And this has been reported many places, but one of the interesting developments the New York Daily News reported is that Alex Acosta, his email inbox is missing emails from a very important period during this whole Epstein saga. And this is, of course, in the time period where his office was negotiating this sweetheart deal with Epstein's lawyers. Coincidentally, now federal officials, as part of this Justice Department investigation, are saying that his emails from May 26, 2007 to April 2nd, 2008, they're missing from a technical glitch. That they said it didn't just affect his email, but it also affected other people's emails. We promise you, like, we had some weird technical glitch. I don't even know. There's just a whole year of emails missing. And yeah, I guess it happens to be that time period when Epstein was coordinating with this guy. But yeah, technical glitches, you know, they happen. And it's just so crazy how many politicians get away with shit that's hidden in their emails. And even when we get it leaked or comes out to the public, they can just claim it's fake, it's Russian disinformation, or it's Chinese disinformation, it's fake news, whatever. Or they can just delete it and claim, oh, a technical glitch, whoops. And I'm sure the fact that this is the DOJ, which is headed by William Barr, which we know his father was connected to Jeffrey Epstein going back decades. And again, Barr is basically covering for Trump. We know Trump has a decades-long relationship with Epstein, as well as Ghislaine Maxwell. And under the Trump administration, under their DOJ, the guy, Alex Acosta, who helped craft the sweetheart deal, who then was put into the position as labor secretary, and all of a sudden his emails just disappear from some technical glitch. Are you really that stupid to believe that? To believe that the Trump administration is not covering up here? And I'm not saying that Trump's a pedo. I don't know that. I don't have that evidence for certain. But there definitely are enough things that we should be looking at. And the fact that this is how this case is wrapping up, with oh, well, after the big hubbub about Alex Acosta, potentially, you know, he helped cover this up for Trump. Here he is right here. Or he helped, you know, Epstein get the sweetheart deal. Well, let's investigate it. Look, the DOJ investigated itself. And guess what? They said he didn't do things right, but he didn't do anything illegal. And by the way, lots of the emails are missing from a technical glitch. I mean, if the American people are going to buy this, we are just that stupid. And maybe we, I hate to say it, but maybe we do deserve what's coming. I don't really want to put it that way, you know, because I think that everybody deserves a right to liberty and to freedom and to fighting for what we believe in and to creating the better world that we know is possible. But guys, the propaganda and the insanity has become so blatant these days that if you don't see what's going on, I'm not really sure that you're even paying attention. And you can be left wing, right wing, you can be center, you can be anarchist, you can be libertarian, you can be Green Party, you can be apolitical. But if you even pay attention to the tiniest bit and you read the articles that I'm writing and the videos I produce and that many of other great content creators are producing, it is impossible not to see that this system is rigged from top to bottom and that they have it controlled, that they are manipulating our reality by trying to show us what they want us to see. Believe in this guy. Believe in this guy. This guy's going to play good cop. This guy's going to play bad cop. This guy's going to be real shitty and divisive. And the next guy will come in and promise unity and make everything better and sound like roses and flowers. But it's going to be the same war machine, the same police state, the same surveillance state, the same attack on individual liberty and freedom of speech. And it's only going to get worse because our brothers and sisters are acting like morons and they're out there voting for evil. Like, all right.
This is Derek Bros. Derek Bros. Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.